with the latest Trots news. Welcome to RSN Central's Gate Speed.
Yes, welcome back. And we've got the great Dan Malecki on the line. How are you, Dan?
I'm well, Scott. How are you this afternoon?
We've just clicked over. Now, we've had a big weekend, but before we get into that, I want the punters are ready to hear about Maribor. What's your best today at Maribor?
Okay, 8-event card at Maryborough. My best, I thought, race 7, number 7, I'm a Maori Jet. It's probably the best race of the day. There's a bit of depth there, but she might be the class runner of a decent field. So race 7, number 7, I'm a Maori Jet. At a bit of value, I thought race 4, number 9, Self-Exclusion, trained by Ross Graham. Chris Elford has the drive. Horse is going well. In fact, it's a last-start winner, and I actually thought it was good odds, considering it did win last time and is going well. So you get an each-way price about Self-Exclusion, race 4, number 9. And once it's able to salute, we can then put on a quaddy, which is race 5 at 3.33. Tougher leg, the first leg. My order is 3, Icon Motor, who's at a bit of value, 4, A Smile and a Winx, 5, My Darling Divine, 7, Go George Go, and also 8, Gee He Rock. So that's 3, 4, 5, 7, 8. In the second leg, 9, Heaven Attracts, and 6, My Time, 9 and 6. Third leg, 7, I'm a Maori Jet. And I'm throwing in Kiang Zina. She'll need to improve. That's the stablemate of I'm a Maori Jet. She's good enough. She hasn't quite shown at this prep, but she might be fitted with a good draw. So that's the secondary chance, I think, in the third leg. Numbers 7 and 4 there in the fourth leg of the quaddie. 3, Ideal Rock, Ideal Roll. And number 4, at a bit of value, Puzzle Piece, as Ideal Rock, Ideal Roll will start a short price favourite. So wide in the first leg into two runners to make it somewhat affordable.
Oh, I like this, Dan. We'll just get a couple of those favourites beaten and we're all happy days. Now, big week. I mean, talk to me about Bernie Winkle. 37 wins at Mildura on Sunday night. 37.
It's extraordinary, isn't it? I mean, this is a horse that he's an old enough horse. He's 9 years of age now, but when he started going to Mildura, it just rejuvenated him. And those 37 wins have pretty much come in the last 2.5 years. So they've come with a bang, not over the entirety of his career. And driven by Ellen Tormey, who has driven him to win at his last 24 wins. Ellen was a guest on Cracking the Codes with Simone Fisher and I on Saturday morning. And you can imagine she loves the horse. The stable do, Julie Douglas, her father, Eric Anderson, Glenn Douglas, the whole team. You can imagine that they just love this horse. And he loves Mildura. He's the king of Mildura. And he registered his 37th win at the track, not his career win, his 37th win at the track, which is a record. And he was in the race, was the horse that had the previous record at the track, which was a horse called Murrinjay Track. It had won 30 races at Mildura, so the combination of the two at Mildura, they'd won 66 races between them, and that's now extended to 67 with Bernie Winkle winning there again. And it's an extraordinary record. And I remember a great trotter called True Roman had the record for the amount of wins at Moonee Valley, the old Moonee Valley harness, and it was significant, but I'm not sure it was past 37. It's a remarkable achievement. In fact, it'd be interesting to find out if there was a horse anywhere that had won more races than that at just a single venue.
What is it about Mildura? Is it a weird track, a different track, or why the Mildura affiliation?
Yeah, well, it's hard to pinpoint because I think the horse was only really taken there for the first time through his six-year-old year. He'd had plenty of racing, a lot of experience prior. He'd won at Melton a couple of times. He was always a horse that was best on the peg, so he was driven cold, shortcuts, a sit sprinter, the pace was on, and the best part of his race would often be the last bit. And maybe that's the style of racing that suits him at Mildura. Perhaps the weather's always that little bit warmer. Combination of things that makes it into a successful winning formula or recipe. And as you can imagine, people love him. He's the king of Mildura, yet he's trained just outside of Bendigo at Strathfield Say. And on the strength of his win the other night, it was a dominant win. He was backable. He was $2.20 odd.
Wow.
So you could get on. It's not as if he goes there every week and he's $1.04. It's not like that at all. So I think there's more life left in the legs of Bernie Winkle, which was great. Great to see.
Now, Friday night, we had the Kilmore Cup, and an exciting four-year-old rock and roll do got the job done. What was the wash-up from there?
Well, he has emerged all of a sudden.
Yeah.
He was an upset winner the week prior when horses like Copy That and Honolulu Bay just worked too hard. It was a frantically run race, and he finished over the top of them. But the other night, in the Kilmore Cup, the Jet Roofing Group 2 Kilmore Cup, he was able to dominate the race. He was wide early. He worked up. He actually sprinted up to take the lead at the winning post the first time. And then he got a reasonably cheap quarter before zing home in some exceptional times. His last couple of quarters, remember this is a long distance staying race, they were 26-7 down the back, which just rattled the cage of everything else in the race, got them off the bit and chasing. And then the final quarter of 27-9, and he was the strongest on the line. In fact, he pulled away over the concluding stages in what turned out to be a dominant win. It was 7 metres.
Wow.
But when you're in front and you've worked hard and got some of the best paces around, and he's only a four-year-old, and everything's starting to click for Rock and Roll Do. He's one of the major chances for the Victoria Cup in 2 weeks now.
And Michael Stanley, trainer driver, has hinted that they might go over to the New Zealand Trotting Cup in November.
Yeah, I think so. It might well be the right year to do it. Naturally, they'll want to get through the Victoria Cup first, and he'll have an opportunity of an embarrassment of riches for Rock and Roll Do in the latter part of the year, because there is the New Zealand Cup, which is in the second week. It's the Tuesday after the Melbourne Cup. But there's also some Vicbred races for him, and the Inter-Dominion Series as well. So there's plenty for Michael to take on board with Rock and Roll Do, but often you only get one chance of a New Zealand Cup. He might get more, but the way he's going at the moment, I can see why it's firmly on the radar. It might be the year to do it. There's good horses in New Zealand without having that one that's going to scare other horses away, particularly those from Australia. So he'll have to get through the Victoria Cup first of all. He's up there amongst one of the major chances, depends on barrier draws, but he looks a really good stayer. The Kilmore Cup's run over 2690 metres. We don't actually have that many races over 2400 metres, particularly in Victoria. Hunter Cup is another race which would be perfect for Rock and Roll Do, but the New Zealand Cup is a 2 mile race. He hasn't been to that trip before. He's always given the indication he is going to be a genuine stayer, and that's what he was proving at around that 2700 metre trip at Kilmore. So I can see why it's on the radar, but your baby steps first and get through the Victoria Cup.
Speaking of racing overseas, Lachlan of Art, they've decided North America, it's its future.
Yeah, look, that was the likely scenario after his last two performances here. He pulled up with a respiratory issue two starts ago, clearly well below par, and similarly last start. He actually galloped at the start, set himself a task, and it was eerily similar to the run prior. So now the connections, they were either going to retire him from racing in Australia, which is effectively what they've done. And when they go overseas to North America, there are certain ailments, I suppose, the horses are able to race on and assist them. So he may well be better placed there. He's also a stallion as well. So the flip side to that is if he can win a race or two in North America, it's going to help his cause as a commercial dual hemisphere stallion as well. He's already served mares last year, a number of mares that he's got in foal. So he got the ball rolling, so to speak, Scott.
Yeah.
But he's a lovely type of horse. And if things don't work out of there, he'll immediately commence a stud duty. So they'll try again with Lochinvar Art, but we won't see him in Australia anymore. He's run his last race here, and his future racing will be now in North America.
And there's a Australian link over there. I think the owner, Kevin Gordon, who's it going to be trained with over there?
Yeah, that's right. With the Tritton, Shane Tritton's already over there, and he's raced horses with Shane previously, and Lauren, of course, who were very successful in Sydney for a number of years before making the move a couple of years ago. So Kevin Gordon, the owner of Lochinvar Arts, raced horses with them previously, so there's a good connection there, which also helps. I'm sure they'll be absolutely rapt to get a horse of Lochinvar Arts ability.
Now, there's a few other things happening. The Wangaratta meeting, October 2, has been transferred to Shepparton.
Yeah, they had a bit of trouble with a lot of rain. And some of these clubs, a lot of them rely on work of volunteers to get places ready. And I think a bit of rain about hasn't helped the cause, and they've had to pull the pin on that meeting. But that meeting itself, scheduled for Sunday, next Sunday, October 2, it's now transferred to Shepparton. So Shepparton will host that meeting next week. But the official decision was only made or public just the other day. So it's worth reiterating. It's a wonderful venue, Wangaratta. They have their cup meeting in March, and it's like an old-style type trot meeting. You can imagine what the showgrounds might have been like years ago. And you might remember in part, and it's certainly what people talk about. And there's a bit of the showgrounds about Wangaratta, so it's a pity that they're not racing there this week. But I'm sure everything will be fine for their cup meeting, which is in March.
Dan, that's perfect. Thank you for that. Just repeating your best bet for Maribor today.
Is I'm a Maori Jet, so that's race 7, horse number 7.
Perfect. Thanks, mate. Appreciate your time.
My pleasure, Scott.